Wednesday morning at 5 o'clock, as the day begins, silently closing her bedroom door, leaving the note that she hoped would say more. She goes downstairs to the kitchen, clutching her handkerchief. Quietly turning the back door key, stepping outside, she is free. She,
we gave her most of our lives,
is leaving,
sacrificed most of our lives.
Oh,
we gave her everything.
Snores as his wife gets into her dressing gown, picks up the letter that's lying there, standing alone at the top of the stairs. She breaks down and cries to her husband, "Daddy, our baby's gone. Why would she treat us so thoughtlessly? How could she do this to me?
She,
we never thought of ourselves,
is leaving,
never a thought for ourselves. We struggled hard all our lives to get by.
She's leaving home after living alone for so many years. Friday morning at 9 o'clock, she is far away, waiting to keep the appointment she made, meeting a man from the motor trade.
She,
what did we do that was wrong?
He's having,
we didn't know it was wrong.
Fun
is the wrong thing that money can't buy.
Leaving home,
bye-bye.
Been enjoying yourselves up to now. Have you been having a little fun? Thank you so much. I want to thank all the people from the board and everybody that helped to make this possible, that is allowing us to be able to perform for you, and want to thank you for requesting us. And I would like to do it again sometime if you would like to have us back. Thank you. Thank you very much. I'd like to say one other thing to you. Lucille, that's my guitar here. You know, we feel very good today. Very, very good. Very, very good. So we have a little tune. One last little tune we'd like to do for you. And it's called Please Accept My Love.
My body lies over the ocean. My body lies over the sea. My body lies over the ocean. Well, yeah. Why don't you
bring her back?
Oh, bring her.
Bring her back.
Oh, bring her.
Bring her back.
Well,
bring her back.
You ought to bring back. Bring my body back to me. I say
bring,
bring her back right now.
Bring back.
Come on and bring back. Bring my body back to me.
Oh,
oh, oh,
bring,
bring her back, please now.
Bring back.
Well, bring back. Bring my body back to me. I lay on my pillow. Last night as I lay on my bed. Last night as I lay on my pillow. Well, let me tell you now, you know I dream.
Yes, I did.
Well, I dream.
Yes, I did.
Oh, I dream now.
Yes, I did.
Oh, oh, I dream.
Yes, I did.
You know dream my little body was dead.
My little body was dead.
I said bring.
Bring back.
Oh, say it, children.
Bring back.
Well, bring back. Bring my body back to me.
Oh,
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 oh.
Elijah was a wooden Indian standing by the door. He fell in love with an Indian maid over in the antique store. Elijah just stood there and never let it show, so she could never answer yes or no. He always wore his Sunday feathers and held a Tommy Hall. The maiden wore her beads and braids and hoped someday he'd talk. Elijah, too stubborn to ever show a sign, because his heart was made of knotty pine. Poor old Elijah, he never got a kiss. Poor Elijah, he don't know what he missed. Is it any wonder that his face is red? Elijah, that poor old wooden head. Elijah was a lonely Indian, never went nowhere. His heart was set on the Indian maid with the coal black hair. Elijah just stood there and never let it show, so she could never answer yes or no. And then one day a wealthy customer bought the Indian maid and took her oh so far away, but old Elijah stayed. Elijah just stands there as lonely as can be, and wishes he was still an old pine tree. Oh, Elijah, he never got a kiss. Oh, Elijah, he don't know what he missed. Is it any wonder that his face is red? Elijah, that poor old wooden head.
Okay, it's Johnny Crunch here, and as always, if we call you and you answer the phone by saying hit pay dirt with K-Dirt, you could win a cool million. At K-Dirt, we play the kind of music that your mother hates, and I know that because right now she's naked under the desk swallowing my microphone. She likes that. Oops, I broke it accidentally! But seriously, I make jokes about your mothers, but I know that they're just pathetic sluts who have no lives and have sex with midgets.
Of destination. assholes a chance. What do you say we play a little Bangkok Rules?
Music, mashup, mix, it's news, cause that sensation. Go-Go Jam's a speciality.
My name's Howard J. Terkstra. I'm from Kansas City. My hobbies are fast cars and fast women. Because that's why my guys in my car club call me the Cruiser.
You should call him the Dork.
Knock it off. Go ahead.
I joined the Army because my father and my brother were in the Army. I thought I'd better join before I got drafted.
Son, there ain't no draft no more.
There was one?
What a jerk. Next.
The name's Francis Sawyer. But everybody calls me Psycho. Any of you guys call me Francis, and I'll kill you.
Ooh.
You just made the list, buddy. And I don't like nobody touching my stuff. So just keep your meat hooks off. If I catch any of you guys in my stuff, I'll kill you. Also, I don't like nobody touching me. Now, any of you homos touch me, and I'll kill you.
Lighten up, Francis. You're all in this together. One of these men may save your life one of these days. You understand that?
Then again, maybe one of us won't.
Me?
Yeah. My name's Dewey Oxberger. My friends call me Ox.
You might have noticed I've, got a slight weight problem.
No.
Yeah, I do.
No.
Yeah, I do. Anyway, I went to this doctor, and well, he told me I swallowed a lot of aggression, along with a lot of pizzas. Pizzas. I'm basically a shy person. I'm a shy guy, and he suggested taking one of these aggression training courses. You know, these aggressive training courses like EST, those type of things. Anyway, it cost $400. $400 to join this thing. Well, I didn't have the money. And I thought to myself, join the Army. It's free. So I figured, while I'm here, I'll lose a few pounds. And you got what, a 6 to 8 week training program here? A real tough one? Which is perfect for me. I'm gonna walk out of here a lean, mean, fighting machine. It is.
Zitsky.
I've always been kind of a pacifist. When I was a kid, my father told me, never hit anyone in anger unless you're absolutely sure you can get away with it. I don't know what kind of soldier I'm going to make, but I want you guys to know that if we ever get into real heavy combat, I'll be right behind you guys every step of the way.
Okay, Mr. Push-ups, let's hear your story.
Chicks dig me. Because I rarely wear underwear, and when I do, it's usually something unusual. But now I know why I have always lost women to guys like you. I mean,
it's not just the uniform. It's the stories that you tell. So much fun and imagination. Lee Harvey, you are a madman. When you stole that cow, and your friend tried to make it with the cow? I want to party with you, cowboy. The two of us together? Forget it. I'm going to go on a limb here. I'm going to volunteer my leadership to this platoon. An army without leaders is like a foot without a big toe. And Sergeant Hulka isn't always going to be there to be that big toe for us. I think that we owe a big round of applause to our newest, bestest buddy and big toe, Sergeant Hulka.
Now,
Well, okay, hotshot. We're gonna see what kind of soldier you are. Reveille's on 500. We're gonna fall out with locker boxes, and we're gonna have a locker box inspection. And then we're gonna do 10 miles, rain or shine. So you better hit them bunks, my little babies. Or Sergeant Hulka with the big toe is gonna see how far he can stick it up your ass.
Miles were over me. I turned off the light. So come on, night. You're a witness, you see. Good old-fashioned fight. So come on, night. Everyone is gone home to oblivion. Home to oblivion.
And now, Jimmy Hart was going after the Warrior, I think. No, look out, from behind, from behind. Look at this.
It's what's Flair. Going on, Bobby? What's it's going
perfect.
On, Bobby Heenan?
It's perfect and Flair.
What's
they
going on?
They jumped the Warrior. They jumped the Warrior. Yes, but look what they're doing to the Ultimate Warrior.
Oh, no.
Ric Flair chopping away on the Ultimate Warrior. My goodness, what a beating. Flair in perfect now, taking off. Randy Savage still being double-teamed. He has no idea what has happened on the other side of the ring.
And the Warrior's gone after Ric Flair.
The Warrior's gone after Mr. Perfect. But look, he's been beaten. He's been pummeled as Perfect and Flair take off. The Ultimate Warrior hot on their heels. I'm confused. It seems to me that here Perfect and Flair have come down and interfered in this matchup. The official did not see what was going on at all.
Come on, Randy.
Oh, no, wait a minute. The official now is counting Randy Savage.
Come on, Randy.
Savage was nailed from behind with the helmet. From there, he was pummeled with the chair, with kicks.
Let's see what's going down first. That's it. That's
here
it.
Oh, no, come on.
See, if they'd have worked as a team, that wouldn't have... Oh, shut up, you big mouth.
Shit!
walked into the bar and parked his lanky frame up on a tall bar stool. With a long, soft southern drawl, said, I'll just have a glass of anything that's cool. A barroom girl with hardened, knowing eyes slowly looked him up and down. And she thought, I wonder how on earth that country bumpkin found his way to town. And she said, hello, country bumpkin, how's the frost out on the pumpkin? I've seen some sights, but man, you're something. Where'd you come from, country bumpkin? It was just a short year later, in a bed of joy-filled tears, yet death-like pain. Into this wondrous world of many wonders, one more wonder came. That same woman's face was wrapped up in a raptured look of love and tenderness. As she marveled at the soft and warm and cuddly boy child feeding at her breast. And she said, hello, country bumpkin, fresh as frost out on the pumpkin. I've seen some sights, but babe, you're something. And mama loves her country bumpkin. 40 years of hard work later, in a simple, quiet, and peaceful country place. The heavy hand of time had not erased the raptured wonder from the woman's face. She was lying on her deathbed, knowing fully well her race was nearly run. But she softly smiled and looked into the sad eyes of her husband and her son. Said, so long, country bumpkin, the frost is gone now from the pumpkin. I've seen some sights and life's been something. See you later, country bumpkin. She said, so long, country bumpkin, the frost is gone now from the pumpkin.
If I get my hands on this kid.
Excuse me.
Not now, Ruthie.
I think it's urgent, Mr. Muralto.
Ruthie thinks it's urgent. What do you think, Joey?
It's a Mr. McDear. Mr. Mitchell McDear. He's waiting to see you.
I think Ruth is right.
Mitch McDear. I'm your attorney. One of them, anyway. I assume you knew, but I thought I'd mention it in case.
You care to sit down?
Not really. I want to try and this is very awkward. I'm afraid my firm has behaved in an unethical manner. It seems that we, Bendini, Lambert, and Locke, the entire firm has been engaged in a Well, hey, a conspiracy. We've been overbilling our clients. In some cases, massive overbilling. I assure you, I had no idea any of this was going on when I joined the firm. Well, I feel I have to report this criminal behavior. But I can't use your invoices without your written authorization.
Our invoices?
Tony, please. Listen.
Yes, sir. Your bills, you see, it's an important part of the proof that we've overbilled you.
That's it.
Pretty much. Well, most of our clients have already agreed. Well, pretty much all. Except for you. Which is why I'm here.
And this is what you've been talking to the FBI about?
You want us to let you turn our bills?
What we charged you. I should say overcharged you.
Over to the government?
Yes, sir.
Now, is that in any way?
No, sir. It does not in any way waive your rights to full and complete confidentiality in any other area of the attorney-client relationship. I'm your lawyer, gentlemen. Whether I like it or not, I can't talk to the government about you even when I'm no longer your lawyer. That would be breaking my word, my oath.
All right, Mitch. So what was this stealing of the files? What the fuck was this all about?
The files haven't been stolen. They are in exactly the same place they were. I just felt it was important for me to be thoroughly familiar with the precise makeup and whereabouts of all your holdings and activities. So I prepared copies of everything. That way you and I can communicate perfectly. And of course, if we ever have to talk to a third party, then I know everything. Right down to the penny, pound, franc, and Deutschmark. I know everything you know. As I should, as your attorney.
And what if the firm should desire at some point to terminate your employment?
Whatever I know, wherever I go, I am bound by the attorney-client privilege. I am very much like, I would say I am exactly like a ship carrying a cargo that will never reach any port. And as long as I'm alive, that ship will always be at sea, so to speak.
Yes, a fucking Arafat, huh? Never a night in the same place.
In any case, I need your written authorization so I can release your bills, like every other client is given.
Do you have this authorization with you?
I do.
Thank you. days when the rains came. Down in the hollow, playing a new game. Laughing and a running, hey, hey. Skipping and a jumping. In the misty morning fog with all our hearts a thumping. And you, my brown eyed girl. And you, my brown-eyed girl. And whatever happened to Tuesday and so slow? Gone down the old mine with a transistor radio. Standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding high the rainbow's wall. Slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, a brown-eyed girl. And you, my brown-eyed girl. Do you remember when we used to sing sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la, just like that, sha-la. So hard to find my way now that I'm all on my own. I saw you just the other day. My, you have grown. Cast my memory back there, Lord. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you, my brown.